Let's go to Huntsville, Alabama, there, where some hunters are getting some help from a local artist whose work literally camouflages them in their environments. Lisa Morehouse reports.
Gary Lynham likes to hunt in style. He and his buddy are driving a four-wheel drive Jeep with a DVD player, XM radio, backup cameras, GPS system, and a Warren winch the guys can use to extract themselves from mud. And Lynham's dressed head to toe in camouflage.
Being in the hunting environment, you know, us hunters, we're all about the camo. We've got the camo seat covers on here, and steering wheel cover, things like that. But the cool part about it is the paint job on the outside.
To hunters, this Jeep is a work of art thanks to one local woman.
We've worked out with Miss Lou Ann Lanier to where she paints up our camo vehicles for us so that we blend in with the habitat.
Lou Ann Lanier is a professional faux finish artist and instructor in Madison, Alabama. She's following a tradition that's thousands of years old, in which artists use thin layers of paints and glazes and plaster to create tricks of the eye. For her clientele, Lanier can make almost any surface look like marble, leather, or metal.
This is a Venetian plaster I haven't tried yet.
10 years ago, the self-taught artist had a bustling business when she got a strange request.
My husband wanted me to camouflage a Jeep for him.
Other camouflaging techniques, like decals, are expensive and shiny, which scares off animals. And Lanier's husband wanted something special for duck season. But she balked at the idea of camouflage.
How ugly. I didn't want to paint something that was ugly.
But she took one of his camouflage shirts with a breakup or pattern she liked and started experimenting with color, technique, and paint. The Jeep was a hit. To advertise, Lanier put up flyers in local hunting supply stores. She's painted boats, trucks, Jeeps, even an amphibious six-wheeler. The last canoe she camouflaged was for a local man who hunts ducks in Arkansas.
He brought back tree bark, big pieces of tree bark from Arkansas, so I could use those to match the colors for this particular canoe, which would be used only in Arkansas.
Lanier carefully paints any surface animals might notice, the insides of doors, bumpers, and roofs.
You have to look at it from the duck's point of view as well as the hunter's point of view. So the roofs of all the vehicles have to be painted. And it needs to look like the top of the trees while they're flying over so the vehicles don't scare them away.
Customers like Gary Lynham come back for Lanier's auto camo again and again.
We probably don't kill a lot more animals with the camo vehicles, but we sure do feel a lot better while we're doing it. We feel the part a whole lot more, and it's like your environment. You know, it's kind of like you women are with your shoes. You know, you got to have the right shoe for the right environment so you can feel good about what you're doing. That's the same way with us hunters.
For Lynham, being in these woods allows the worries of the world to fall away. And at least some of that comes from the surprising beauty of the paint job on his vehicle. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse.